Consolation and Good Hope Through Grace, February 17. God's great love, our only hope. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. In the religious life of every soul who is finally victorious, there will be scenes of terrible perplexity and trial, but his knowledge of the Scriptures will enable him to bring to mind the encouraging promises of God, which will comfort his heart, and strengthen his faith in the power of the Mighty One. The trial of faith is more precious than gold. All should learn that this is a part of the discipline in the school of Christ, which is essential to purify and refine them from the dross of earthliness. They must endure with fortitude the taunts and attacks of enemies, and overcome all obstacles that Satan may place in their path to hedge up the way. He will try to lead them to neglect prayer, and to discourage them in the study of the Scriptures, and he will throw his hateful shadow athwart their path, to hide Christ and the heavenly attractions from their view. None should go along shrinking and trembling under continual doubt, sowing their path with complainings, but all should look up to God, and see His goodness, and rejoice in His love. Summon all your powers to look up, not down at your difficulties, then you will never faint by the way. You will soon see Jesus behind the cloud, reaching out His hand to help you, and all you have to do, is to give Him your hand in simple faith, and let Him lead you. As you become trustful, you will, through faith in Jesus, become hopeful. The light shining from the cross of Calvary will reveal to you God's estimate of the soul, and appreciating that estimate, you will seek to reflect the light to the world.